This recording, Mississippi 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who was working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job as a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of partridge soup, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. I don't know what she's doing with that goose. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be stuffed from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, oh my goodness, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see if it were a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name, comma, and was as strong and huge, so it would take some force to tap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently strokes to the goose, laid it lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she her effort was not fertile, but in no time the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet diagnosed. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out to lots of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Ms. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I had to go ahead and hire people and all that kind of stuff, and me just about broke. But they were wonderful ladies. They loved working in here. They loved helping doing the weddings. They came and helped me. I did all the weddings, and I did them right. You know, I got into all of that too. And I started that, and I married everybody that came in the store, because I was the only one in town that did back then, 44 years ago, you know. So anyway, that was me.